It is the first Friday of June and the day for First Friday art walks around the region. Ashland, Grants Pass, and Eugene, among others, observe First Friday. Our version peruses a list of events in the performing and visual arts for the coming weeks and invites your participation with more events and details. You'll hear a number of voices. Charlotte Duren joins me with the events list. We also have a musical guest, Gregory Cure, who performs as Evergreen Sings in the Grants Pass area and around the Rogue Valley, is here in the studio with us as well. And, of course, we want to hear from you with stories of arts events in your town. Phone numbers here again, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Let's go first to the phones. Here's Livia from Camelot Theater in Talent. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeffrey. Yes, we have a wonderful show that just previewed last night and opens tonight. It's one of our spotlights, which is a little biography and a lot of music. And people may recognize her by her nickname, The Little Sparrow, which was given to her by Maurice Chevalier, but it is Spotlight on Edith Piaf, probably the most famous French chanteuse of the 30s and 40s.
Now, since we knew you were calling, we actually have some music from Edith Piaf ready for you. So we'll get a little background music going from Edith right here while we talk to you about the spotlight.
Oh, wonderful.
On Edith Piaf.
Pat O'Scannell stars in this show, and she's been working on Edith Piaf's music since about 2006 when she did a green show for it. And the script is by Andy Slavin, and the woman had an incredibly interesting, somewhat tragic life, and her music is all about love, because in her opinion, that's all there is. And I know that they may not understand the titles of some of the songs, because it's all in French, but I'm sure a lot of the melodies are very familiar to our audiences. And that runs until the 15th, and then we stay in France for Les Miserables, which previews on the 25th and opens on the 27th, and that will run through August 3rd.
All right, so Spotlight on Edith Piaf running which weekends again?
It's running this weekend and next. It closes on the 15th. And then we start our previews of Les Miserables on the 25th, which is a fundraiser for Lotus Rising, a wonderful support group for the LGBT community. And then we open on the 27th, and that runs through August 3rd.
All right, always good to hear from you, Olivia, from the Camelot Theater and Talent.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Charlotte Duren here in the studio with me. Let's go through some of the events on the list.
Some events coming up is the Youth Vision.
Hang on a second. We've got to get a microphone up here. There we go.
Some events taking place are the Youth Vision Council Artisan Show, First Friday Art Walk. A talented young artist of the Youth Vision Council will be displaying and setting their unique creations, paintings, drawings, wire wraps, and wearable art. That is all on East Main Street in Ashland beginning tonight.
We also have in Ashland email from Frank about First Friday Nature Photography Exhibit. This will be 5 to 8 at the Push Gallery, 274 4th Street at the corner of 8A Street in Talent. Photography by Frank Critella, images of the Pacific Northwest as well as the high desert of Santa Fe, New Mexico. And Frank Critella himself will be present to answer questions and share details of his work, part of First Friday Art Walk. Also have a barn dance fundraiser going on tonight, June 6th, as a fundraiser for Talent Elementary School's Outdoor Discovery Program. The bands Sage Meadows and High Country will perform, and then Hamfest will perform after that. This is at the Talent Community Center on East Main Street in Talent as a fundraiser for Talent Elementary School.
And tonight, Greg Cure's acoustic guitar duo Off the Cuff will be playing in the streets in front of Gallery 1 at the Museum of 229 G Street in Grants Pass. There's a featured artist tonight is Judy Elliott. She will be displaying her beautiful silk paintings on cloth. Come enjoy their music while you browse Judy Elliott's work.
So that brings us to Gregory Cure, who also performs by the name Evergreen Sings. Hi, Greg. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. This is really cool.
Tell us about yourself and how long you've been playing music.
Well, I've been playing music since I was 16, but I really started playing out 3 years ago when I was inspired to buy a Beatles book and learn Beatles songs and stuff, and I developed a show, and I do a lot of 60s music and just wherever I can get a gig kind of thing. So,
all right. So, and you perform a lot of street stuff, it sounds like.
Yeah. I performed in Santa Barbara, California, and also Sacramento and in Grants Pass on the streets on First Fridays.
All right. I want to invite our listeners again to continue keeping the phone calls coming in. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, or by email jx@jeffnet.org. And while you're reaching for the phone, the musical stylings of Gregory Cure. What are you going to play here, Greg?
I'm going to play a song written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney called I'm So Tired Because I Am Tired.
All right. It's unusual for a performer to get ready
yeah,
after 8 o'clock
early
in the morning.
Right. So we'll see how this goes. I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink. I'm so tired, my mind is on a blink. I wonder, should I get up and fix myself a drink? No, 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 I'm so tired, I don't know what to do. I'm so tired, my mind is set on you. I wonder, should I call you? But I know just what you do. You'd say, I'm putting you on, but it's no joke. It's doing me harm, you know I can't sleep. I can't stop my brain, you know it's 3 weeks. I'm going insane, I'd give everything I got for a little peace of mind. I'm so tired, I'm feeling so upset. Although I'm so tired, I'll have another cigarette. And cursor all to Raleigh, he was such a stupid guess. You'd say, I'm putting you on, but it's no joke. You're doing me harm, you know I can't sleep. I can't stop my brain, you know it's 3 weeks. I'm going insane, you better give me everything I got for a little peace of mind. I'll give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind. I'll give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind. There you go.
Big finish from Gregory Cure of Grants Pass performing as Evergreen Sings. The song is the Beatles song. You probably know it very well, I'm So Tired, which is a good song for a performer to be singing just after 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
We'll come back and talk a little more with you a little later on, Greg. I want to get some more people onto the line here. Logan in Medford from the Randall Theater Company. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on our First Friday Arts segment. Hi, go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Christopher Horton with Randall Theater
Company. Oh, okay. Whoops.
That's okay. Good morning, Jeff, and good morning, JPR listeners. I wanted to go ahead and make sure to mention that we had a great wrap-up of A Funny Thing Happened on the way to the forum, directed by Tony Holly, and that was a great show. We have Death of a Salesman coming up here very shortly on June 19th, going through July 6th. And then after that, we have Godspell on August 1st through the 17th. And, of course, as usual, all shows at Randall Theater, $15 in advance. And pay what you want at the door 30 minutes prior to each show. And the show starts at 7 p.m., so arrive at 6:30 at the latest. And also we have On Death of a Salesman. It's directed by Tyler Ward. The great event that we have coming up right now is the Randall Fundraiser called A Night at the Disco. And that is going to be just dancing the night away, enjoying performers by local stars, silent and vocal auctions for items up to $1,000 in value. And that's coming up on July 12th at 6:30 p.m. at the Imperial Event Center. There's food, drinks, and fun, and that's $30 a piece. So please check us out at www.randalltheater.com. And that's at 10 East 3rd Street in Medford, Oregon, 97501.
And so who has that big mountain to climb of performing Willie Loman in Death of a Salesman, Christopher?
You know, right now we're still putting all that together. It's starring Peter Quince.
Peter Quince, all right. Well, thanks so much for the details of what's going on with the Randall Theater Company.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. This, again, is our first Friday Arts segment on the Jefferson Exchange. Call with arts events from your part of the world. Let us know what's going on in your town. 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Charlotte Dern, what else we got on the pile?
We have Oregon Old Time Fiddlers Jam. Oregon Old Time Fiddlers will be performing at Gold Dust Day, Saturday, June 7th from noon to 3 p.m. at the City Park in Gold Hill. And again, that is from noon to 3 p.m.
Also on Saturday, Shasta Land Trust Wildways features an event called Some Enchanted Evening at the McConnell Foundation's Lima Ranch in Redding. This is an event featuring dinner and raffles and a hosted bar, live music with jazz sounds and dance tunes of Usual Suspects, and Brazilian music with Brasilectro. That'll be on Saturday at 6 o'clock at the McConnell Foundation's Lima Ranch, outside Reading. Some Enchanted Evening it is, a fundraiser for the Shasta Land Trust.
And we have a second Friday poetry sharing. This is at the Grants Pass Museum of Art. The event begins upstairs on June 13th from 7 to 9 p.m. at 229 Southeast G Street in Grants Pass. It's a time for sharing and reading and listening to poetry.
We have another call on the line. Here's Sharon in Lake Shastina. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on our first Friday art segment.
Good morning.
Hi.
So, this is Sharon LaMonica, and I'm from Liberty Arts in Waurika.
Tell us about what's going on at Liberty Arts.
Oh, we have so much going on. Our current exhibit is the Bach Show, and it runs through June 20th. And this show was curated by Mo Williams and Rajiv Hotek, and it brings together artists with diverse styles and visions to create a wonderful treasure chest of images.
Sounds great. And the dates again?
The Bach Show is up currently, and the last day will be June 20th. And it will be followed by the Art Roster Painters from Mount Shasta. That opens on June 27th in conjunction with the City of Waurika Art Walk.
And what is the Art Roster Project about?
The Art Roster Painters are a group of painters from Northern California who come together to paint under the guidance of Alexander Belos, utilizing techniques from the old master's atelier system of the 18th and 19th centuries.
All right, sounds good. Liberty Arts in Waurika is where this is all happening. The address is what again?
108 West Minor Street in downtown Waurika.
All right, thanks so much, Sharon. Appreciate it. We'll take additional calls on this First Friday Arts segment at 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. We also have an email here from the Trinidad Art Gallery. This is First Friday Art Walk at the Trinidad Art Gallery, newly expanded, a cooperative gallery filled with fine craft and original art. Open every day 10 to 5. On the first Friday of the month, May through October, many Old Town businesses stay open late 6 to 9, featuring art, food, wine tastings, music, and other entertainment. So First Friday in Trinidad with the Trinidad Art Gallery at the center of it all. Thanks for that information from the folks in Trinidad.
And the Oregon Shakespeare Festival's outdoor season previews are underway. Jefferson Public Radio's art correspondent Bob Davey has an inside look at some of the improvements made to the outdoor theater from OSF's Amy Richard.
Amy, the Elizabethan Theater at Shakespeare Festival is now underway. Tell us about the reference of Elizabethan.
So our outdoor theater is opening, the Allen Elizabethan Theater, and this theater, the stage house, was built in 1959. It was created, designed by our principal theater and scenic designer, Richard L. Hay. And it's modeled on the Fortune Theater. And, of course, the Tudor facade gives recognition to Shakespeare and the time that he was writing. Our first show to open this season outside is Richard III by William Shakespeare on Friday, June 13th. And this is the wonderful tragedy. I say wonderful because Richard III is the king that everyone loves to hate. He draws us into his conspiracy against everyone and his plans to reach the top. And we are so involved, we find ourselves rooting for him and experiencing his pain when he fails. And Dan Donahue, a veteran OSF actor, will return to play the title role. And we have it's a fabulous cast, so people, of course, have to come see that show. On Saturday, June 14th, will stage Into the Woods, a musical by Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine. It's directed by Amanda Dennert, who directed My Fair Lady last year, and she has put together an orchestra of 25 professional and pre-professional musicians, and so it will be a most fantastic theatrical evening with great music and wonderful performances. We have a number of folks returning to play in this show, and I think people will find a lot of delight in this musical, which features a lot of fairy tale characters in very unusual circumstances. On Sunday, June 15th at 8 p.m., we're going to stage William Shakespeare's The Two Gentlemen of Verona. And this is a very different kind of performance because it has an all-female cast. And director Sarah Rasmussen was inspired by the women in the OSF company. And when she started thinking about producing this show, she kept thinking about women in the roles. And so we have an all-female cast, and we're all very excited to see what kind of nuances and how this informs this play in a new way. What's interesting about this season, too, is we have a couple of milestones in the outdoor theater. The first is it is now open under a new name, the Allen Elizabethan Theater. It used to be called the Allen Pavilion Elizabethan Stage, and the Paul G. Allen Family Foundation gave the Oregon Shakespeare Festival a $3 million grant for renaming, so it is now the Allen Elizabethan Theater. So we're celebrating that, as well as a new Meyer sound system, a state-of-the-art sound system built from the ground up for this particular theater. And I think people will be very pleased that they will be able to hear the words of Shakespeare and of Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine in every seat in the theater.
And that was our arts correspondent Bob Davey speaking with OSF's Amy Richard. And don't forget the Ashland Lions Club Feast of Will in Lithia Park on June 13th.
And that all starts the outdoor season at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. So a lot going on in the month of June. It's always nice to have a musical guest in the studio with us here in our first Friday arts segment. You can still call with your events in your town, 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782. Greg, you got another song for us here?
Yeah, I do. This is a Stephen Stills song called 4 and 20. Four and 20 years ago, I came into this life. The song of a woman and a man who lived in strife. He was tired of being poor, and he wasn't into selling door to door. And he worked like the devil to be more. Different kind of poverty now upsets me so. Night after sleepless night, I walk the floor and I wanna know, why am I so alone? Where is my woman? Can I bring her home? Have I driven her away? Is she gone? Morning comes, the sunrise, and I'm driven from my bed. I see that it's empty, and there's devils in my head. I embrace the many-colored beast. I grow weary of the torment. Can there be no peace? And I find myself just wishing that my life would set. Listen.
Gregory Cure, also known as Evergreen, sings here on the Jefferson Exchange on our First Friday Art segment. Always nice to have live music. And
I love this.
It is a little hard to get out of bed in the morning and go straight to the work.
6 o'clock.
Wow. Yeah, you were here bright and early, I should point out.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So tell people again, if they missed the first part of the segment, where they can see and hear you perform.
Well, how they can find me, because I'm in the recording studio sometimes, and sometimes I do, you know, play out. So different places. But how they can find me is Evergreen Sings on Facebook. And just friend me there, and you can, and I'll receive you as a friend, and then you can follow what I'm doing, and that's how you get in touch with me.
And what's the significance of the name Evergreen Sings?
Evergreen Sings came from the steadfast of Evergreen. You know, I wanted something that had a real strong Oregon, you know, influence, and so that's why I came up with Evergreen. Has nothing to do with the bank or anything, but has everything to do with the
grand
spouse, yeah, with the steadfast thing of evergreen trees. They just keep growing, don't they?
They do. And of course, some of the music is evergreen too that you're performing. And when you mentioned getting into this by getting the Beatles book.
Yeah. Three and a half years ago, I was inspired because I had played in the church for 20 years. And I was inspired to buy a complete Beatles book, which had 200 some songs. And I actually do a full Beatles show. And love songs and all of that stuff. So it's pretty cool. It's fun.
Great stuff. Good to have you here.
Gregory, thank you so much.
Our guest on the Jefferson Exchange on our First Friday Art segment, which is drawing to a close. We need to let our listeners know, if you would like to be sitting where Greg is sitting right now, yeah, he's mildly groggy because performers aren't used to 8 o'clock in the morning, but we're always looking for live musical guests to bring in to spice up the First Friday Art segment. And Charlotte and I figured out yesterday, too, since the first Friday in July is July 4th, we're going to do First Friday on Thursday, July 3rd instead. So that's fair warning. If you're free on July 3rd and have a musical instrument or two, we can fit no more than two people in the studio at a time. We'd love to have you on the next First Friday Art segment. But thanks for listening, and thanks for taking part in First Friday on the Jefferson Exchange. We'll take a short break and come back with Garrison Keillor in today's Writer's Almanac. Thanks again to Gregory Cure.
Hey, thank you, Jeffrey, and Charlotte, too.